Good morning. This is the Cook Report. My name is Guy Cook, and my co-host today is Kelvin Fagan, the one, the only. And Kelvin, that's your segue. We're going to introduce yourself by your own mouth. You get to do your speech when I say, hit it.
Hi, I'm Kelvin. Happy to be Guy's co-host for the second day in a row.
Right. And we should add in there, if you detected a bit of an accent, between the two of us, that's because Kelvin is in Cambridge, England, and not right down the street. He's not
The
my next door
motherland.
neighbor.
I'm from the motherland.
Yes, that's what we've called it. And today is Wednesday on the Cook Report about the mind. And this is content. You'll get it in the show notes. It's all original content. The first part of it, the things that were just on the top of the mind today. One of those topics and blabs earlier on this morning was talking about time management. And what are the things, the tips that I employ to make the day go better? And so I've listed those things out, and here are the six that I've listed. Number one, organize your Pinterest boards alphabetically to make finding the next pin easier to do. So if you've got a new pin for whatever, mosaics, and you can't find the mosaics board to put it in because they're not alphabetical, you're going to wish you'd done this tip. Okay? So organize them alphabetically. You can just drag and drop and put them in there. Number two is set up and use, in all capital letters, a calendar of what do we do today, and just follow that. So your strategies for the day involved like making the latest history moments blog post. So you do that. Number three, I just did it. I said, we'll keep count of those. The number three item is give yourself back 20% of your workday for me time. That is to say, the things that you want to get done for yourself, whether it's swapping out your new sound card for your computer, right, Kevin, or new video card or whatever has to happen. Guard that time jealously. Making that time set aside for yourself is very important to do. Might be the time you use for taking a nap. And Lord knows we love them naps. A good landing page is number four. A good landing page asks that a task be performed. I've seen a couple of different landing pages lately. People said, "What do you think?" And I went, "Well, it doesn't have the call to action. What am I supposed to do when I get there? Why am I looking at this page isn't answered when I first look?" In that first few seconds that you have to engage the customer, to give them that good user experience, you've heard me say that word a couple of times, it's got to have that good look to it. You know what I mean, Kev? You've seen those too, right? And Kelvin nods in agreement. So it must be true. Number five. Do you know how to count up how many inbound links that you've got? How many inbound links do you have besides your homepage? Like if you have, not HooRamey, but Guy Cook has a portfolio page on his website. How many people link just to that portfolio page and not to my homepage, for instance? And spend your resources. This is number six. We'll finally be done. Spend your resources on creating content more than beautiful design. Because content is always, you can quote me, always going to trump beautiful design. It can be pretty as a picture, but if the content sucks, they're not going to come back. And we want people to come back, right? We want to turn the visitors to the site evangelists for your brand. And you do that by having good content. So there you have it. So, in looking over these redesign issues, making it easy to measure the results, simple is better than complicated. And the best measurements that you want to do, traffic, how many and where do they come from? How many leads became conversions? And a conversion doesn't necessarily mean that they've performed the function of making a sale. It could be just a subscriber on your new newsletter mailing list, right? There's all kinds of conversions besides just performing the simple ka-ching, make the cash register ring. Number
They,
three, go
I was
ahead.
going to say they might be impressed enough to bookmark your page and come back tomorrow.
Exactly. The sales, count the sales. And then number four, the channels, the sources of leads that turn into sales. Like if everybody that comes to your site from, say, Facebook, they come to the site, they might come back to the site three or four times, but they never buy. Whereas a visitor from, well, I got to think of another flavor, Pinterest, first time they're there, hey, ka-ching, we're going to buy that t-shirt or that ball cap or whatever it is that you're vending, that ebook. So on the subject of social media, what are your social media goals? Ask yourself, what do you want social media to accomplish? Is it build brand awareness, to drive traffic to your website or your blog? Are you going to use it for getting new customers? Sorry, just being social. That's why they call it social media, right? Do you want to use it for encouraging existing customers to write great reviews about you? Like maybe on your LinkedIn profile to make a testimonial. And Lord knows I ask for them. So if I do work for you, I will ask you for a testimonial because I like to do good work and brag about it is easy to do. Interacting with customers to collect market feedback. And that's kind of like a big umbrella to say what your customers want. If they want to have a Pinterest page that performs better, that's easier to manage, well, maybe you'll provide them with the information necessary to make them arrange their Pinterest boards alphabetically on the page. It makes it that much easier to use. So all this will be in the show notes. The step-by-step Pinterest social media marketing plan for 2015 is going to be linked in there. They don't have a plan for 2016 because I guess it's too early in the year. I don't know, but that's what the link says. So I went with 2015. And that's what we have to do is follow the text. And shout out time. You know, that means I'm going to shout out for my favorite cleaning company in all of Edinburgh, Scotland. And there must be a bunch of them over there, I'm thinking. But the number one best guys to go with, Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. Give Fraser a call and he'll do the rest. And he does good work. Thanks to Passing Places Insider Club in Scotland. The passingplaces.scot is a fellow, his name is Kevin Scullion. And if you go into Blab and see his name come up, listen and learn. Okay. He does a lot of tech stuff. He's challenged somewhat today with his, what is it, a video card he got or an audio card? I can't remember.
Video card, I think.
Yeah. He was having some challenges with a new video card, but he's the guy that can put video cards into his computer and mess about with him, tweet, overclock him, and so forth. Good guy to know, Kevin Scullion. And big thanks to Blab. Makes this whole thing possible, this chatting, this going to Cambridge, England, and here an hour west of Seattle. That's what makes it happen, is Blab. Thanks for listening to the Cook Report. Big thanks to Kevin, or Calvin. Gosh, I could say that right once or at least once. Calvin, thanks for being a co-host for the second day in a row.
And anytime.
At this point, we're going to say those three magic words that we always say at the end of the show. It's a wrap.